Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
What happened to all our heat-related rejoins? Just a heat rejoins this?
That's right. I forgot. It's hot out.
Yeah. Just because we were lucky enough to have AC in
Wait,
here.
Wait, I forgot it's hot out? How can you? There's a guy on weather right now wearing khakis, a blazer, and a banana tie showcasing that it's 106 here, 106 in Provincetown.
It's the heat index. Don't exaggerate.
I was being facetious.
So this is not heat related. There's no heat tie sarcasm. This is Eminem.
Yeah, just lose it. Yeah, no.
There's nothing.
I was trying to reach there, see if I could pull something.
I'll tell you, you know who's hot these days? Marshall Mathers, otherwise known as Eminem.
I don't even think he's really that hot. He peaked a long time ago.
Oh, are you chill out. Dude, guy, get a grip. Get a freaking grip.
I'm getting a grip on my Hey Dudes, which are on my feet. Gripping those with my old toes right now. They are the best.
I'll take reaching for an Instagram deal for $400, Alex.
Oh, I would absolutely take an Instagram deal. If they want to ship me some free Hey Dudes, yes, I would love them. They are remarkably, and I'm not sure I pull them off very well.
Is this legal?
Is it? I don't know. Beg for
Isn't this payola?
No. Payola would be, I did this and they're paying me and I didn't
or
acknowledge
sending
it.
You stuff.
And they haven't.
Okay, but
they've
you're
done nothing for me yet. I'm begging. But Dan Ball, we played the game of more likely before I went on vacation. Some were sports related, some were vacation related, some were life related. And so let's pay off the tease. Give the answers and see how Fitzy and I handled our predictions.
Okay, so the first one was the Red Sox were playing 9 games while Andy was away: 3 against the Yankees, 3 against Seattle, 3 against the Giants. More likely to be over or under in those games. Andy said over at 6-3. Nick also said over at 5-4. They were 6-3 in those 9 games.
Andy Hart, right again.
I think both of you and all of us collectively were like, yeah, we'll believe that they'll be over 500. But I thought 6-3 was a little bit of a bold statement from you at the time.
And then the bottom started to fall out late
yeah,
in
nice
the San
job,
Francisco
guy.
Series and then Anaheim. Up next.
NBA Finals Game 7 was the day before you got back. More likely to win the NBA Finals. Andy said Thunder in 7. Nick said Pacers in 6.
Nailed it.
How about Thunder
Andy
in 7?
Right again! 2-0, baby. It's no quiz with Stiz, but I am still a winner.
So, with the implication that you guys both had your separate NBA Finals winners, more likely to win NBA Finals MVP. For Andy, it was SGA or the field, and for Nick, it was Tyrese Halliburton or the field.
Crushed
Andy,
it.
Obviously, with SGA, was able to get that one right as well. So, you swept the NBA category on that one.
Eat a dub.
And unfortunately, that is still out there now for a second day in a row.
Yeah, and no Monty Mac, FYI.
I imagine it to be.
Monty Mac, that wasn't Monty Mac. That was SGA on GMA this morning with no NRJ. And I am not on energy drinks, Monty Mac. I love my friends at Lucky Energy, but I have not ingested one today. I am high on life. You go on vacation, you come back with a little hop in your step.
I'm having one to try to keep up with Andy. Back to you, Dan.
That's a good
Thank you,
approach
Nick.
On your part. You need to. Let's go. Pick it up.
The
There's
Stanley-
gin in mine.
What do you got, Dan Ball?
I don't know. The Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7 would have been the Friday before you got back. More likely to win a cup and by how many games? You both said Florida Panthers in 6. So you both had that one correct. Believe.
Have I been wrong yet?
You are 4-0 so far.
In this, no.
Oh, in life?
Yes.
Many, many times. Mm-hmm. Many. Too many times.
You both, with the expectation that the Panthers would win, more likely to win the Conn Smythe, Brad Marchand, or the field. Unfortunately, he didn't end quite as strong to the series. It was his fellow Rat, Sam Bennett, that ended up with the Conn Smythe.
Although,
victory.
Even Sam Bennett, I saw, said Marchand could have just as easily won this trophy.
I was a little surprised he didn't.
Yeah, I kind of was, too.
Well, even numerically speaking, I thought
Bennett and Reinhardt had some pretty great series as well.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, Bennett, free agent?
Bennett, free agent, yes. And the number, $7-9 million for a center with a little bleep you in his game. It's going to be interesting to see how much he ends up getting. Florida's
is Marchand still coming back?
Not no. a chance.
Can we get Raycroft on the line to ask him if Marchand is coming back? What's up next?
Up next, more likely to occur during Andy's vacation, a Jordan Hudson exclusive interview or another Pablo Torre podcast solely dedicated to Bill Belichick. Neither have really happened, and they've both now been suspiciously quiet over the last couple weeks.
So, to some degree, although Pablo Torre actually joined forces with Mike Florio in quite a tag team combination to go after the NFL in a collusion case today, but there was sort of, and this is, an exclusive interview Jordan related. When I came back and picked up all my newspapers, yes, I get newspapers, the Standard Times had an interview with the New Bedford artist who painted the famous yoga flying Jordan portrait of Bill Belichick, and she reached out to him on Instagram and bought the portrait, yeah. Had him change it from the Patriot way to the Belichick way. Mm-hmm. So there was an interview in which he shared some things from Jordan, including the fact that, do you know what the first movie that the lovely couple Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson ever saw together was?
The Program.
No.
Oh.
Hold on.
Fitzy,
wait,
you
wait,
should
wait.
Get this.
Showgirls.
Wait, no, it would have been a movie in the theater.
Magic Mike.
Minecraft.
No. Oh, is that a shot at her being young?
Yes.
Chicken, or whatever that was the kids were
Chicken
yelling.
Chicken Jockey. No, it was 3-4 years ago. I'm going to go with, I don't know.
His arguably most famous quote comes from this, or one of his most famous notable quotes from a scandal comes from this movie.
Hmm.
I'm not the...
My Cousin Vinny.
Yes! I'm not the Mona Lisa Vito.
Oh, you're
ball
kidding.
Pressure.
That was the first movie they
the
watched together?
The first movie that Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson watched together was My Cousin Vinny.
Did you guys at also home. See wow. A couple days ago, Jordan posts on her Instagram. It's like a, it's so weird. It's like a 2-second behind the scene clips.
Yeah,
of
I didn't
that
get
CBS,
it.
And it's like part one. That's the caption.
And was I supposed to be wowed? Like, oh my God, CBS well, screwed her. Jordan's right. She was.
It's like she's implying, like, oh, I'm about to spill
but there
the
was,
tea.
There was nothing
but
there.
Nothing
nope.
has come
there
subsequently.
There was no tease.
So, yeah,
she's,
I don't know.
Yeah, go away. You were better when you went away.
Yeah.
Up next, Dan Ball.
Up
I
next.
Was better when I went away, too, to be fair, so.
I think the guy next to you might agree at this point. More likely to be worn again after vacation. You kind of juiced the odds on this one, Andy.
Yep.
Hey Dude shoes or a flamingo shirt?
So I'm 2 for 2 on the Hey Dude shoes. 2 days back, 2 days that I wore the Hey Dudes.
And I think you're thinking of investing again, especially
oh, yeah.
with promo code Andy after checkout.
Oh, yeah. If you want to hook me up, Hey Dude, Sydney Sweeney ain't nothing on Andy Hart in terms of promotion. Yeah, no.
This is like the home shopping network with a side of sports. What are we doing?
But yesterday's show, if you watched,
wow, that's
on,
gross.
If you watched on Twitch, or if you just bitched at me on social media, you saw that I actually wore the pink flamingo shirt while saying something stupid about trading Christian Campbell. So yeah, they both got worn, and I love both of them actually. And Stiz, what did you say when I walked in the door about the shirt?
I actually, I love the shirt. The
you
shirt,
were like,
I would rock that.
Yo,
10
that's
times
fly
out
or
10.
Dope or something.
Yeah, some.
I think
yeah,
that's
probably.
Actually that was verbatim.
Yes.
Yo, that's fly or dope or something.
And I love the shoes.
Yeah,
I'm probably gonna go out and buy a pair myself.
Did you hear that, Hey Dude? I'm already influencing people to purchase your product.
Stiz buys the knockoff brand that they sell in Chelsea. Yo, bro.
I was gonna say Hey Bro, but Yo, bro is way better.
Okay, what up?
Last one. More likely to be uttered on Monday. My wife is booking another island vacation next year, or we're never doing that again. / Miller Lite and my boat are all I need in life. You said island. You said another island, and Nick said buying island property. So he went a step further than that.
So there should have been a third option. Was I'm in debt up to my eyeballs, but we'll leave that one to the side.
That wasn't going to change with the vacation, though.
No, that's true. I will tell you this in Nick's line of thinking.
Yes.
There was a day where my wife was like, did you know that the average salary on this island is $40,000 a year and the average home price is currently $400,000? I was like, wait, what? What do we do? Like, I joked about moving there, but mm-hmm. are you doing research to see how much you can make and how much you can buy a house for? So
what do you think? What would you think about another Fitzy Five that I considered for yesterday was top five Caribbean movie escape portrayals, like Zihuatanejo in Mexico. Granted, that's not necessarily the Caribbean. In Shawshank Redemption, at the end of Running Scared, the great Gregory Hines Billy Crystal movie,
yeah.
where they buy a bar in the Caribbean. You must have considered for a moment, because everyone does it. What would it be like if we did this all the time? The answer is not boring.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it would get boring. I don't know if it would lose its specialness.
Did you ever meet a bartender like in the Keys, the Caribbean, Southwest Florida, etc., that just looked at you like, oh, please kill me. This is so not fun. Being in the sunshine, watching television and pouring drinks for people and having interesting conversations.
No, it's that. And Kenny Chesney wrote a song about that, about like the guy he goes fishing with on one of these islands that he
great
likes
story.
To shut up. That he likes to visit when he's not touring. And the guy's basically like, you pay money to come live my life.
Yeah.
You get to live my life for a week and you pay a lot of money to do so. I live this yeah. life every day and you pay me to help mm-hmm. you enjoy
right.
your time here.
I'm telling you.
There's some truth to that. No, there is.
Absolutely.
Now, what would I do, though?
Cut lawns, just like you want to do after you
what if you were,
you leave
what
here?
If you were landscaping?
They didn't really have lawns. There's a lot of hills there, and it okay. doesn't seem like there's lawns.
It is mountainous.
Yeah, it's mountainous.
Biggest
it's
mountains in the Caribbean, the Tetons.
The Tetons. There's a Petite Teton and a Grand Teton.
I'd say bartend, but too many people.
Well,
for you to have to interact with.
No.
Paradise Beach Bar was pretty low key, maybe 10, 12 people at a time, and the menu was on a T-shirt on a pole, so
yeah,
I don't even know
you
need to know how to be a bartender.
Yeah, but riding in an Uber, you have to stare out the window because the driver makes you uncomfortable. You can't deal with servicing. Like, people need, like, a friendly person.
I am very friendly.
To be fair, that was Art in the Uber, and that conversation would make anybody uncomfortable.
Yeah. What, AI dictating our sex in the future?
Yes. Yeah, and more than that. Yeah, there was a lot
you
that
just,
that
you
wrote.
Start your own podcast out there. You start your own podcast, and you just
that's true. I can
yell
podcast
about
from anywhere.
Always,
but
know,
I could also just yell about the Patriots and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Now, the dirty little secret is almost nobody makes money in podcasts, so I don't know how I'm supporting
you
myself.
The funny thing is also, thanks to this magical thing called technology now, you could set up a little TV studio, you could set up a radio studio, and you could just be living on, your POV would probably change a little bit because you would chillax. It would be Island Andy 24/7, 365.
Oh, Island Andy was pretty relaxed. That is true. Like, he was definitely, there was not a lot of yelling or arguing, like, what's the biggest thing to argue about? Do you want to do the pool first or the beach and then the pool? Do I get the...
Are we going to have steak or are we going to have the crustaceans?
Both, because it's a buffet and I'm bringing multiple plates to the buffet with me. Like, there was nothing to be worked up about. There was literally nothing.
That's the nice thing. Like, the low blood pressure.
You come in and you see the flowers on the bed and those little, like, towel animals. It looks like a swan on your bed. It's like, how can you be
worked
up?
And you look at them and you're like, hey, honey. And she's like, nope.
Hey, are those steak tips? Fitzy here. Can I have one? And then you go to the little mini fridge and there's beer in it.
Really, those little small. I love the vacation size beers. Like 8, 10 ounce cans. They're great.
Yeah, they're 9 point something. Because they were like 275 milliliter or something. So they were like 9 ounces.
Drink zillions.
So that was the other thing. I was like, don't judge me. It's a 9 ounce beer. I usually drink 16s at home. So it's really two beers. So leave
I got Dan Ball a 24 ounce. Yeah, did you crack into any of those last night, Dan?
Yes, absolutely. It was a
iron
great way to end my Monday.
Iron sharpens
it made that,
iron.
It made that Red Sox game a little bit more enjoyable. I appreciated it.
All right, enough shots at the Red Sox. I did want to actually touch on it coming up here on WEEI Afternoons. We just referenced it. Pablo Torre. People were all over him that he was, like, obsessed with Bill Belichick and get a hobby. Well, apparently he got a hobby, and that was competing with Mike Florio for a kind of bombshell news story that the NFL squashed and is still flying under the radar. But allegations of NFL collusion when it comes to guaranteed contracts. I know this is something Ted Johnson will want to talk about when he's back later in the week, healthy again, but I want to touch on that next. Guaranteed contracts in the NFL, they were coming until collusion kept them away. That's next on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Extra money if you can name the movie this song is from.
Wouldn't it be Beverly Hills Cop?
Look at you. Look at you. Hey, listen, that's not always a guarantee.
I know a lot of pop culture, especially now after a couple long plane flights. I got like 4 new movies I've seen.
Wow. Any good ones you watched on the
library?
I really liked Wicked. I really liked it. I don't know if I'm allowed to admit that. I'm a hardo.
You were making fun of me earlier for telling you to watch A Star Is Born.
The Wizard of Oz is cooler than A Star Is Born.
No.
And I actually really like musicals. Also, I was able to tell Rich Keefe something about Wicked, even though he had already seen it, that somehow he missed.
What was that?
The Elute. Spoiler? Matter?
Nah.
Yeah, it's been out long enough.
Does she turn green?
Spoiler alert.
No, she's born green. The question is, who's her father? And they very strongly allude to the fact that the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain, the guy from Omaha or wherever the hell he's from, that came in on the balloon, is the Wicked Witch's father.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. And Rich Keefe was like, wait, they said that in that movie? I was like, well, they didn't say it.
That's why she's got a grudge against him.
And there's a whole weird thing. He invites her to the castle. He even has the little figure of the future of, and he wants her power, too. Mm-hmm. But I watched Captain America. Not good.
Brave New World.
Terrible.
Yes. The original Captain America, the first soldier.
Should have been good. Has Red Hulk in it. I love Hulk, but Red Hulk, not good.
Not good.
The whole thing wasn't good. And then I watched Gladiator 2, which I didn't quite finish, but I would say
which is actually also the name of the porn send-up.
No, we're not doing that.
It is. No. I'm just saying, what's wrong with that?
We don't talk porn on this show. That's a sin. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
My Bible podcast taught me that.
Yep, my Bible podcast taught me that.
Now you're producing.
And size matters. Father Mike Schmitz. I watched, I think those were the three. I did enjoy, and again, didn't get paid for this, paid full freight for the flight, so this is not payola or cashola. So American Airlines, you just log into their Wi-Fi, and all their entertainment just immediately pops up
on
your phone.
That's the way it should be.
Very easy.
Right on your tablet, laptop,
right,
the
anything
phone.
You log in on.
Yep.
Very functional. I know a lot of people love the JetBlues and the TVs.
Well, because they have DirecTV, and then you get all the free snacks.
But even
just like Terra Chips, SportsCenter.
Speaking of the snacks, they're hoarding the Biscoffs.
What?
The guy didn't say pretzels or Biscoffs. He basically threw pretzels at me, so I just took it. Mm-hmm. Now, proud moment for me as a dad with my daughter. She didn't take that. She was like, wait, are there no cookies? And he was like, actually, we do have cookies.
I'm a Biscoff guy.
They're so good.
Yes, the speculoos cookie butter stuff is the greatest stuff on earth.
They're supposed to ask me, cookie or pretzels? They were just throwing pretzels
at
people.
Is there like a short on the market?
My guess is that the cookies cost more and he's saving the company money the more people he gets to take the
cheap
pretzels.
As if it isn't enough to make us like stand on the plane, have to pay to breathe.
$35 to get a bag on the damn
freaking
plane.
Bag.
Did anybody do the when the plane lands, the second it lands, people start standing up and crowding the...
Oh, yeah, and one...
Oh, I hate sit that. Down!
One person passed my wife. This was the late one. It was 1 a.m. at Logan. And then the next woman was going to pass us. And my wife goes, oh, no, and puts her arm out.
Yeah, you got
it. And got up. And
like that.
Did anybody, did anybody clap when it was landing?
I don't think... Maybe the first
they good
one.
Were they okay. easy flights?
I struggled to and fro Miami for some reason.
Why?
The flights from Miami to St.
You couldn't sleep, or were
Lucia,
they turbulent?
No, they just felt like they went on forever. My butt got numb in a weird way. I kept having to move around. It felt funny. Yeah, no, it was weird. Weird. I had to pee. I usually don't have to pee on those three-hour flights. I had
Is
to
this
pee.
The pilot for your new travel pod?
No. I'm just giving you a quick recap. And
yeah, okay.
Sorry,
10
Pablo
out of 10
Torre.
Would recommend.
I would also recommend St. Lucia for anybody that wants to head down
there. I've been to a few islands, have never been to St. Lucia, definitely plan on hitting it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep checking off the islands down there. I like it down there. And as
What's
Dan
next?
Ball noted, whatever my wife tells me I'll be enough. Traveling to next.
Good answer.
But as Dan Ball noted, I don't know if this is coincidence or not, or location in the Caribbean type of resort, but I did not have any digestive issues.
Massive.
So that's a big win for me, because that, as I've told you, has affected, and Ted hates it when I bring this up, but it affected many other vacations. So yeah, no digestive issues. Let me take full advantage of drinks and buffet. And also, Ted, if you're listening... Didn't gain a single pound, baby. Shredded and tanned as the day I left, baby. So we're feeling good. Okay, sorry, Pablo Torre. You're doing great journalism. Big J chasing down collusion in the NFL. They were close to having guaranteed contracts, and they colluded against the players, so they don't have them. That summarizes it. Up next here at WEEI Afternoons, we got to get back to Drew Holiday, the Boston Celtics. Drew Holiday was traded. Anfernee Simons is now on the Celtics. Are they a better basketball team? Are they going to win 50 games and be a playoff team next year? Would it be a flat-out failure if the Boston Celtics are not a playoff team when Brad Stevens gets done with his offseason maneuverings? A little Celtics talk up here, 5 o'clock hour, WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.